our research has shown that even those children who are far away can find an event like this frightening and feel very personally at risk. Because the younger children are, the more difficult it is for them to understand that distant context.
Will parents and other grown-ups know when they're feeling frightened or traumatized by these things?
Some children will show their reactions very clearly, and others it's going to be harder to diagnose or to see in the children. And it may be that some children won't show any reactions until later. But it's my recommendation that you don't assume they know nothing. If you assume they haven't seen anything, you may miss some real fears or misunderstandings that could be leading to unnecessary fears. So it's important to keep the door open and let children know it's okay to talk about these issues.
And when you do talk about these issues with your child, how do you do it?
I would not recommend sitting down and giving a lecture to the children, telling them all the details about what has happened. With younger children especially, it may be good just to say, hey, something scary happened today. Did you hear anything about it? And then just find out what they know. If they don't know anything, you can just go on. If they say, yeah, they heard something, and then that gives you a chance to find out if they have some unnecessary misunderstandings. A great way to find out more about it is to sit down and draw pictures and say, what do you know about what happened? Or use puppets, or incorporate it in play in some way. And for young children, that may be where you discover that they misunderstood something and you can correct it. If they didn't misunderstand something, they still may be able to show some of their emotions in that way.
Is this just something for parents to do, or is it appropriate for teachers or anybody who works with young children to approach with kids?
I think this is something for anyone who works with children of any age at this point. And what we need to do is respond both to their fears and help them feel safe again. But we also need to recognize that children often show other emotions as well. In much of my work, I found that people recognize or think about the fears of children, but they don't recognize the fact as often that many of these children are going to be sad and angry about what happened, even though they don't know any of the people involved. And we need to help them figure out how to use that sadness or that anger or that frustration and put it into something that will make the world a better place.
I'm thinking some parents or other grown-ups working with kids may be concerned that they don't always have the answers, that some of the things involved in events like this don't have easy answers.
Well, we don't have to have all the answers when we talk to kids. The most important things for us to do for them are to help them feel like there is an adult that cares about them and is there for them. We can say we will do everything we can to keep you safe and talk about how our love goes with them. Another thing we can do is talk about how we deal with emotions when we feel bad, and we can say we don't have all the answers. And with older kids, then you could sit down at the computer, you could go to the library, you could try to find answers to some of the questions they have, and you can take action that will help everyone feel less like a victim and more like someone who can make a difference and be less vulnerable to these kinds of bad events.